Slichas, Matzah Shabbos, the first night of Slichas.
I apologize for being 10 minutes late. Everyone knows I'm usually very punctual. Even the Shabbos Shuvah and Shabbos Adar of Russia, I start exactly 5 minutes after the time.
I can't hear you upstairs, the women.
I'm sorry for starting late, but since the Olam seems to come late, I don't know if they're coming early for Slichas or late for what I have to say. Either one, they're coming early for Slichas, that's wonderful. But I feel it's important to hear what I have to say, not because what I have to say, but it's important to hear something in preparation of the following of 2 weeks of intense tefillah. It's a nice even 2 weeks this year on the calendar, from tonight to after Yom Kippur. Intense tefillah, so it's important to hear some lot of a preparation. Shabbos was an amazing preparation, and right before we start Slichas is also important, and so I waited for people to drift in. Slichas, of course, is the hachana, the preparation, which was a takana. To start Slichas, a direct, yashir, takana, preparation, elves of preparation. But this is the direct preparation for your Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. We have Slichas, you have a time frame of Slichas, the time, Erev Rosh Hashanah is an intensity all its own. Rosh Hashanah, of course, Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, Shabbos Shuvah, Erev Yom Kippur, Ne'ilah. So we have quite a few intense periods coming up, and the kickoff that Chazal will misakein is Slichas. Not just Samazoi, but this year it's the magic number 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, and that's the minimum Slichas that's being said, right? There's a sigh of relief now, the minimum this year. The next 2 years Rosh Hashanah is Monday, which is virtually the maximum. But this year it's the minimum, and there's a reason for 4 days. Mishnah Berurah brings down 2 reasons why we start on a Sunday, and one reason is that there should be a minimum of 4 days, because in Rosh Hashanah, so there's a direct link to a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, the Lashon of the Pasuk is not V'higravtem Olah, but V'asisem Olah, not to bring the carbon olah, but to make an olah. And the Gemara Chazal Darshan that Shavu Rosh Hashanah Yasa Adam Atzmo Keilu Makriv Atzmo. We read the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah. We're ready to. We make a declaration. We're ready to serve Hashem. We're ready to sacrifice ourselves to Hashem. We understand that our whole lives should be spent in service of Hashem. So just as a carbon, so we are a carbon on Rosh Hashanah, and just as a carbon needs bikur, it has to be checked for mumim for 4 days before, that's a carbon tomid, and Pesach, but we're talking now about a carbon tomid, probably, so, or every carbon sometimes has to be checked 4 days before, so too, we have a minimum of 4 days, so to speak, to check ourselves for mumim, for our flaws, and in preparation for Rosh Hashanah. So besides that, Slichas is the preparation that was niskan for the tefillos, getting ready for the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, but the 4 days of Slichas are actually directly linked to Rosh Hashanah, which is where it says, Ba'asisem rather than Be'kravtem. Slichos, as I say, we have now 2 weeks of intense tefillos, and Slichos especially is a potpourri of davening for Slicha, and Kapara, and Geula for Kal Yisrael, and Yeshua for the Klal and for the Prat. It's like everything, with davening. It's a preparation of davening. Certainly the Avoda of the next 2 weeks is more focused on tefillah than on the other two Amudei Olam. Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. It shouldn't be forgotten, of course, but there's no question that the specific avod of the next 2 weeks is Tefillah, starting with tonight. Perek Peivav in Tehillim is a beautiful perek that talks about davening. Sort of a, you know, we start davening by saying Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Agid Tehila Secha. We daven to Hashem that He allow us to daven, that He enable us to daven. Very ironic. Where does it start? And that's what Perek Pei Vav is about. Perek Pei Vav is Tefillah LeDavid, and then it has 17 psukim. Many of them you would recognize. En kamokavu elokim Hashem ven kamasecha, ki ato Hashem tol b'salach rav chesed l'chol koreecha, hazino Hashem tfilosi, v'hakshiva b'chol tachanu nosoi, v'ato Hashem, our dalid name is spelled out there, kel rachum v'chanun, erech hapayim v'rav chesed v'yemes, asei imi os l'tova, v'yiru sonai v'yevoshu, ki ato Hashem azartoni v'nichamtoni. Beautiful, beautiful perek. All of them are beautiful. I want to go through the first three psukim. Just the first three psukim, because they are yisodos in tefillah. We're embarking upon 2 weeks of intense tefillah, starting with tonight's sleepers, and therefore I'll just go through the first three psukim, three principles in tefillah to have in mind when you're davening. So the first pasuk is Tefillah LeDavid, Hatei Hashem Osnucha. That's the metaphor, Aneni. Why? Why should Hashem answer me? He Oni Ve'Evyon Oni. I'm an Oni Ve'Evyon. I'll go into the differences now. I'm an Oni Ve'Evyon. If you know Hilchos Tefillah, and you know Siman Tzadik Ches, there's a din, Yisparo Derech Tachanunim, a person has to feel that he has nothing, he's an Oni. I don't know if anybody here has had the experience of standing by a dua. I'm sure asking for money for a yeshiva, it's not the same experience, although it's somewhat the same. Standing by a dua, knocking, and you want the balabayas to give you, you have nothing. And that's how you daven. Kirosh, like a poor person, hamavakesh papesa, he's standing at the door. You can imagine, you should imagine, try to visualize. You shouldn't have the experience of having to stand by the door, knocking, maybe it's cold outside, maybe, you know, and you're knocking at the door, and that's how you daven. You daven, and this is ma'akev, it's a very technical, the machlokes, if you don't say davening. Shari Shuba brings down that even if we say that if you daven without kavana, don't daven over again, because we're pretty sure you won't have kavana the second time either, but this kavana, not to daven by rote, and not to daven as a chiyuv, not to daven as a chiyuv that you're yotzei, which is the lashon really when we do mitzvahs, we say we're yotzei. But if you daven that way, you're not yotzei, ironically. And there's a shaila, should you daven again? Will you do it better the second time? The Bir Halacha goes back and forth on it and says, first of all, it would only be ma'akev by Birkas Avos, and it's probably not ma'akev anyway. He goes through the sources. But imagine a person that davened his whole life because he had a daven. But why am I davening Shacharis? Because it says the Shulchan Aruch, half the daven. Why am I davening Mencha? It says the Shulchan Aruch, half the daven Mencha. Why am I davening Mar? Because it says the Shulchan Aruch, half the daven Mar. He posted a basis from Ayla after 120 years, and he's ready to get the schar of tens of thousands of tefillos, and he gets a big fat zero. He goes, what? I davened because it says the Shulchan Aruch, he has to daven. That's why I took a lulav. That's why I heard the shofar, That's why I ate matzah, and that's why I davened. And they show him this sif that says if you daven because you're mechuyev to daven, it's possible you're not yotzei. The Bir Halacha will save you. He'll say you were yotzei. But the idea that you don't daven because you're mechuyev to daven, but you daven ki oni ve'evyon oni. That is given. This phrase of David HaMelech is lahalacha. You're to daven, certainly lechatchila, maybe b'di'evet, with kenia, hachna'a and kenia. Because the Chazal defines kenia, submissiveness, humility, humbleness. But the Chazal defines kenia in Shar HaKenia as someone who feels he has nothing, everything he has is a gift from Hashem. He has no demands on Hashem. First of all, you have nothing of your own. There's no tochi v'olchem yadi. You're coming to Hashem like an oni homeg the Pesach. Hashem doesn't owe you anything. Adarabba, if there's a debt, it's the other way. Why in the world in Slichas, you know, I can understand L'cha Hashem HaStokav on the Boshas HaPon. I can understand Nachbasad Dero Peinu V'nach Korah V'nach Shuvoi Lecha Ki Yemincha Peshuta L'Kabel Shavim. But why will we spend so many Tzukim tonight and every night, every day of Slichas, talking about the Gadlus Hashem? Sheh lo hayam v'hu asohu v'yafeshes yod v'tzoru l'chazroem d'vura toz yodcha terum yiminecha. Hurricanes, earthquakes, atof orarta v'oz kayom shibata rashay saninim al hamoyim atof ritzatzta rashay luv yoson t'nenu ma'achol l'am l'tziyin atof makatam mayim v'nocha l'atohu v'asham erul seysom ki gadol atof yosin yiflos atof l'kim l'vadecha. He gadomi al shemayim chazdecha, bat shpakim amitecha. What are we doing? What are we saying here? And don't tell me it's l'sader shvokho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we daven, because that's why we say Ashrei before Slichas. That's the seder shvokho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Ashrei. So what are we saying here in Slichas? The answer is to instill kenia, to talk about the godless Hashem the way the Rambam says in Hilchos Yesodei Torah. To talk about, to mention, to ponder, to feel the godless Hashem, the puniness of man, and the fact that we have nothing and deserve nothing. We have no tainus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is a matana. A tzaddik, the tzaddik understands that everything is a matnas chinam. And we stand and we have nothing of our own. There is no kofi v'otzim yadi. So when we're standing, the first pasuk in Peivav is ki ani ve'evyon ani. I have nothing. I'm standing by the door and I'm knocking on the door, and yes, I need a handout. That's what I need. I need a handout from Hashem. That's one kavana in tefillah. Pasuk Beis. Shomra nafshi ki chosid oni, Hashem, guard my soul, because I'm a chosid. Hosha avdecha, save me. Ato elokai, haboteach eilecha. So, the Radak and Rashi and Tillim, Radak and Tillim, it's a remarkable statement, Shomra nafshi ki chosid oni. It sounds very boastful, no? The Gemara in Brachos, actually, but the Gemara in Brachos goes in a slightly different direction than the Mefarshim on Tehillah. Even though it's really the same at root. The Radak explains an interesting beer. Chosid Aniyah means David did not lash back at those who did evil to him. At people who chased him, who wanted him dead, who wanted to harm him. And he had plenty of those people in his life. And he protected himself, but he didn't lash back at them. And that's what's meant to ki chassid on. It fits in with the classical pshat of chassid, is lifnim mishiras adin. And the Gemara really says he didn't act like a melech. He got his hands dirty, literally and figuratively, in the service of Klal Yisrael. And he didn't act like a melech. So Pasuk Beis expresses the idea, we call it Lesle Migarme Klom, that he exists only as bittul. It's that this is what the Rambam describes as the ultimate kniya. Is really the Rambam Capella, we talked about it once, not for tonight, certainly not for now, but I feel nothing. I would say, like, you would say a person has issues, emotional issues, he has no self-respect, he has no self-esteem, but as the Chavalos explains it in Shaar HaKniya, his self-esteem comes from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks of him. That's where his self-esteem is from being an Eved Hashem. And David HaMelech said, I'm not going to act like a melech, because I have a service of Hashem to perform, which negates my being a melech. And I'm not going to lash back at someone trying to harm me, because I don't feel I have a sense of self that should lash back, because Hashem doesn't demand it of me that I lash back. But I am here to serve Hashem. I exist to serve Hashem. That's what I think. And that will also be Lefnim Meshuras Hadin. And that's what the first part of the pasuk is saying. So the second kavana in tefillah will say is kichosid ani, not a boastful kichosid ani, of course, but that I exist a bittul, adaram, the ultimate kniya, more than pasuk aleph, bittul that I exist to serve Hashem and to serve Hashem only, and that certainly is the motif of Hosha'a Abdecha Atel Akai Haboteach Elecha, where we just learned the last parak in Shaar HaBitachon, where the Talmud shows that the more bitachon you have, as you increase your reliance on Hashem, your trust in Hashem, your faith in Hashem, the bittul atzmi goes along with it. Lesle nigarme klum is a lashon haGemara. I have nothing. Again, the same idea, the same motif. I am the poteach elecha, and that leads us into pasuk gimel, which is Chaneni Hashem ki elecha etbro kol hayom. If you're bored by shlichus, it was every day. First of all, the Sfaradim, just before bored, right? They say from Rosh Chodesh Elul, and they literally say the same shlichus every day. Ki elecha etbro kol hayom. The whole day, the Gemara in Bracha says, and this is something important to hear. If a person davens and Hashem is not doesn't answer his tefillos in the way he would want, nothing's vukrach yet. Daven again. Yatzor b'yispar. Shenemar kavei el Hashem, chazak b'yameis libecha, v'kavei el Hashem. That's the Gemara in Brachos. Ki'elecha ekro kol hayom. There's two biurim in that Gemara in Brachos. Many biurim. I saw two that resonated with me. First of all, you didn't connect the first time. You don't know. We don't know why. There's such a thing called the Shazam. There's a thing called Narashas Eitz Ratzon. And you daven again. Moshe Rabbeinu, how many times did he daven 10th Eretz Yisrael? So we say shlichus every day, again and again and again. And we daven for things we think we need in Avodas Hashem, and sometimes Hashem doesn't answer. It's not that the answer's not in yet. How many years did the Imahos daven have children? Years. Because I thought his work was Masada the philosopher. We don't know the Cheshbonos of Gavoa, but Chazal instructs us, Ki Elecha Akro Kol Hayom. Don't get bored. Don't get tired. Don't give up. Daven again. You don't know. You didn't connect. There was some connection not made the first time. Maybe it'll happen the second time, or the third time, or the tenth time. The second beer I saw was that we can't help when we daven but to think we have a schus, and we're worthy of Hashem listening to tefillos. So when that doesn't work, then we are zochet to the madrega of ani b'pesach, where we realize, you know, we don't have a schus, or the schus is meaningless, or it's not working. So then you daven again, and now I'm just throwing myself upon the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now you might be answered, because now you're davening the right way. Three simple tzukim in Perek Tevov, and we're about to embark, as I said, on 2 weeks of intense tefillah. And there are many, many attitudes and thoughts one should have by tefillah. I went over three today. One is kenia, that we, the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, really, that we are to daven ka'oni ha'omei pepesach, knocking on the door, asking for a handout, realizing that we deserve nothing inherently. And we are asking Hashem, who's the provider of everything, to give us a ksiva v'chasima tova, mechila al haveros, a gula for ourselves, a yeshua for what we need, a gula for Kal Yisrael, like an oni ha'omei pepesach. To have a bittul that I exist to serve Hashem, that's the kichasit oni, and the different levels of bitachon which lead us to bittul. And finally, not finally, but the third pasuk, there's an entire parak there. Beautiful, beautiful parak. Ke'elecha ekrok kol hayom yachso v'yispalel, yachso v'yispalel, yachso v'yispalel. We don't know what happened the first time, but we shouldn't accept that Hashem is not listening to our tefillos, even though we know that sometimes He doesn't. But I don't know. If you ask me, so when do I stop and accept that Hashem is not listening to my tefillos? I'll answer you what Tevye said, the fiddle on the roof. I don't know. I'll tell you, I don't know. I don't know when do you stop. But the Emos didn't stop for 10 years. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop. Kiminyan Boeshanan. So, when Chazal say Yatsuvi Yispalel, at least for 2 weeks we can do that, right? For 2 weeks we can be Yatsuvi Yispalel, the Yatsuvi Yispalel, the Yatsuvi Yispalel. In that spirit, I ask you, Mechila, again, for keeping you more than the schedule called for. And if the Shlichos will be saying a parak of Tehillim, for Shlomo, Shlomo Skolnik, who's having his operation tomorrow.
Stop this. Sorry.